listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
And salutations all. Come forth, for tonight's episode shall be dubbed episode 92. Wait, 91? Strike that. Yes, 91 of Beyond the Veil, the secret world. Codename, the night we have show notes. Yes, it shall be known. It shall come forth beyond the flames of Maria. It shall come forth beyond the... Yeah, I can't think of any other places. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm Xander, and I'm Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Glatrix, how are you tonight? And I guess Glatrix is not here.
Still AFK.
He came back and then went away. Okay. Gigabyte, how are you tonight? See, a big epic opening like that, and boom, gone.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. Thank you very much. Quite tired from work, but never mind.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of knackered myself. Maybe that's why I'm a little extra crazy. Myth, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. A little tired. I've been up since 5:30 this morning, but I'm ready to go.
You ready to go? Bang! Yeah, you ready to go. And Rowan. How are you, Rowan?
I am doing very well. How are you doing, Xander?
I am doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm kind of tired too, kind of knackered myself. No, it's been one of those long, long days. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Glatrix, are you back? How are you doing? Putting him
I'm
on the spot.
I'm doing good.
Dang! See, look at that. All I had to do was put him on the spot and this mic works. Ha ha!
Yep, yep. It helps if I press the right push to talk.
So we do have some stuff to talk about. Now let's let my voice come back. There.
While your voice is coming, I was going to say, while your voice is coming back, let's make sure that Faye edits out the part about this being episode 91, since it is episode 92.
Whoa. No, tonight's episode is brought to you by the number 91.
Yeah, except that last week, Beyond the Kitchen, the donor was... Or Donair, as you Canadians put it, was episode tier 91.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah, at least according to Antita. And
that's what I thought
expert.
As well.
So I was right when I said 92.
You were.
Because I just posted that episode, Beyond the Veil, tier 91, Beyond the Kitchen, the Donair. Yeah, I just posted that there a little while ago. And then I look at the show notes for tonight, episode 91. I'm like, whoa, crap, I can't believe I just said that we were last week's show. But it turns out I was right, and strike that, the attack of the Antita. Yes, we're going to dub that this week's show. Faye, leave that in for comic relief. Oh, look at that. She's not even here. She's on vacation. For those of you who are wondering where Antita is, she's on vacation, but it seems that she does get, to put a line in here or two. But we can't stop talking about her, okay? So hopefully she'll be back soon.
And so we have someone's going drastically through the show doc right now, changing all the ones to twos. hilarity will always ensue here on Beyond the Veil. So tonight we're going to be talking about Tokyo again with the Tokyo, and then voting for something, you know. So we're going to, you know, take a look at the show doc. I am in awe and envy that we have a doc for tonight, you know. You know, just for the people at home, if you want to, like, envision this, okay, close your eyes. Well, okay, now if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes on the road. But just imagine this magical, mythical place where on your computer there's, like, words. I shit you not. There's words, and they're, like, typed and stuff. They make sense, and some words are even magical enough that they could bring you to other words on a different page. That is our show doc. Aren't you guys in awe that we have one for the night?
Amazed.
Stellar.
Super fantastic.
Total amazeballs.
Don't you usually have one?
Not amazeballs.
We haven't had one in like 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But miraculously enough, show doc numbers keep going up in our folder, though, even though we don't actually have docs. No, you know, everyone, there's not a lot of information going around still. It's kind of like they're in the big hush-hush mode, so that's why we're, you know, shining a light on our show doc. So, yay, we're quite happy. So, yes, again with Tokyo. Guess what, everyone? Guess what happened? Guess what happened on forums? Oh, I want to tell you guys something. Guess what?
Tokyo's delayed.
No, really?
Oh, no?
Yeah. Well, you just read the show doc. See? Look at that. I told you it's magical.
And now people think I'm nuts. I also saw the disappointing tweets earlier this week.
I didn't see any tweets. What tweets were you referring to?
People tweets from Holosuite Media?
Oh.
That are apparently controlled by Antita as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I do have the access codes to it, but I don't tweet there. I do all the other stuff, like make really awesome shows.
Yes, you know, they are tweets. Awesome.
Because everything is awesome. So it has been confirmed by Joel and other devs that's on the forums that Tokyo will not be released this week. More information in the GD letter coming up, you know. So we're looking at a game director's letter coming next week, at least hopefully next week. But other than that, we don't have any other information. Now, apparently, if you keep reading through this forum, they actually say it's not even their fault. I don't have that post. I don't have that post right here in front of me. But I do remember reading it earlier that it's not even Funcom. It's out of their hands. Wherever it may be. Maybe it's marketing, maybe it's someone higher than them, or maybe it's, you know, just the fact that they need, you know, another week or another 2 weeks or whatnot because they have data from Test Live and need to work on this stuff. So what are your guys' thoughts on hearing that news?
I'm okay with it. I mean, it sucks, but okay.
I'm kind of a little disappointed because I was expecting it like this week or something.
Yeah.
You know, with the cover thingy saying May. And, you know, it's the... We thought it would be on the 21st, but then it would be on the 28th, and now it won't even be in the month, you know.
The month they had said it would be in.
Yeah.
To be honest, I kind of expected it. I'm used to companies doing this with their updates, and I wasn't too surprised, to be honest.
Well, this concerns me, honestly. I'm a little bit disappointed that it hasn't come around. I'm actually getting kind of underwhelmed or maybe even tired of hearing about Tokyo. I've heard about Tokyo for a year. I want to hear about something else now. Does that... Does that
Fair
make
enough.
Me does that make me feel? Is that do I, am I a bad person for feeling that way?
No, you yes. are not.
I'm just joking.
But
I'm not tired of hearing about Tokyo. It's just that I'm ready for it to be here. You know,
I'm tired of hearing about it. I want to see it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I've done everything that I can do right now in the game. I'd like to see something completely new. You don't even want to know how much black bullion I got now. It's crazy.
You send something my way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, buy some stuff for me for black bullion.
If I could send stuff, yeah. I got 950 black bullion.
Dude.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to need it, though. You are going to need it because there's probably going to be a lot of cool weapon skins, if not a lot of cool occult weapons. I think we're on 10.5? Some weapons are 10.5 or something like that? Is that 10.5?
10.5 is the top end, but...
I heard that there were whole new sequins in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so you're gonna need it. You're gonna be buying a lot of stuff right off the go.
Hopefully, yeah.
So Galactus is gonna be like tier 11 by the time we get to his level.
Nah.
There are people in the chat room on the Holosuite X6 tab asking for your bullion. You know, apparently one of those people that can't be on the show tonight, but can type in the chat. You should really call them out, Flatrix. Just say no, say no.
I can't give it to you. It's bound.
It's bound. There you go. But no, honestly, I am a little bit upset, a little bit disappointed, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. We can be a many different reasons, but this is what I'm walking away with. This, okay, I'm walking away with, okay, we didn't get this week. Guess what, kiddies, we're not getting it next week. You know why I'm saying that? I have this feeling we're not getting it next week because of the line that was given to us. Just let me grab it again. Confirmed by Joe Bylos that it will not be released this week. More info in GD letter coming up. So
yeah, I was just saying, the game director's letter's coming, what, next week or next maybe week. The week after, yeah.
It's probably going to be out Thursday next week. It's usually Thursday, Friday. Actually, for the past couple months, I do believe it's been on a Thursday. So I expect it out Thursday, you know, if we're really lucky, Monday, because Monday's the 2nd, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd think about that one.
Yes. So if Monday's the 2nd, so we could get it Monday or Tuesday. Normally they have game updates on Tuesday. But, you know, the current track record is that we get the game director's letter on a Thursday. That's usually right before our show, which is awesome because we get to talk about it. But that's what's scary me because they're not going to drop it on Friday. They're not going to drop an update on Friday. Because they want that update available for the pay to play players, which are the players that don't have to put a sub. They bought the game, but sub is not required. They'll get those on Friday, and so that means we would get it on a Tuesday, so we can have it for 3 days before them. Does that math make sense?
No, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, where's my math flawed? Wednesday. We give them 3 days, right? No, that'd be two. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I suppose. But anyway. Anyway, I don't think we're going to have it next week either. I think that's a pretty clear sign that we're not going to have it next week. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's pretty much confirmed we won't get it next week if the game director's letter's coming out roughly then.
Yeah.
They're not going to drop the GD letter and then go, oh, by the way, here's Tokyo.
Yeah, No other thoughts? All right. Well, so we'll see what happens next week. It's not going to be here this week. You know, definitely. Sorry, everyone. We'll see what happens next week. Hopefully, I'm hoping we're wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm the one that's making the suggestion. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just, you know, doing that whole Madame Roche thing. You know, I'm seeing through my third eye that it's not going to be released next week. Hopefully, it's got within the coming weeks, because I'm kind of worried. I do believe someone had mentioned it last week that, you know, we're having PvP players leave the game over, you know, like, you know, stuff during PvP, stuff being broken in PvP. They want PvP fixed. You know, PvP is not, you know, what's that? Not really that fun anymore, I guess. So I'm worried that we're going to start losing PvE players. Now, we have the hardcore people. We're all kind of hardcore here. And we have a lot of the RPers, definitely hardcore there. They're not budging. But we're going to start losing a lot of the casual players, I think, if, you know, if something doesn't drop very soon. Any thoughts on that?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, I know people already that they're not necessarily, they haven't left per se, they're on hiatus. They're just like, there's nothing more for me to do until Tokyo drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing that at the moment.
Actually, Daphne was just talking about that earlier today.
And there's, you know, there are a couple of, you know, new games that are, you know, exciting because they're new and they're launching. And they require subs, so.
What games?
The Elder Scrolls Online has been out for a while, and WildStar launches this weekend. So, you know, they're obviously, you know, competing for both time and money with you know, TSW and every older game.
Now, so, I was told I have a lot of friends that played Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, stuff like that. They actually say that game, Elder Scrolls Online, is rubbish.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, and WildStar to me looks like I don't know. Just my personal taste is too cartoony for me. It's something that I might let my, you know, son play. You know, he's 7 years old. He might like that. I don't like that. Me personally, like a lot of you guys, I'm kind of on hiatus myself. I keep going back every week. You know, every day I'm looking. Looking around, I don't really log into the game that much right now, well, except for the shows, stuff like that, or special events. I've actually been revisiting Mass Effect. You know, I own Mass Effect 2. I bought it a long time ago, and I played halfway through Mass Effect 2, but it occurred to me just a little while ago that I've never played Mass Effect 1. So I went on Steam. Yeah, it was on sale on Steam, so I bought it off of Steam, and I've just went through. Took me a week to get through Mass Effect 1, and now I'm in Mass Effect 2, and I just got to the Citadel in Mass Effect 2. Awesome. So I've been playing that. Now, I know a lot of people love that game, so I just wanted to get the hype, and oh, I'm addicted.
For me and Dash, we've been playing Tropico 5, which just came out, and
yeah, that was last
super
week.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't played a Tropico game in ages.
You should get the new one. It has multiplayer now.
Nice.
Hey. But the thing is, I don't think there is anything that any one of us should be ashamed about. You know, being on hiatus. We still love this game. We're still reporting on this game. We show up here every week, and we do the show. We go through all the show notes when we have them. We go through the forums. We keep up to date on this game. You know, that shows our love, passion, and devotion. Our love, passion, and devotion is not gauged by how many times I ran the damn scenario, the three damn scenarios. How many ever times do grind? And I'm not a grindy person at all.
And Dash just said that the reason that everybody is so getting so impatient about Tokyo is because we love this game so much. We want to get back to it. We want to play.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know. I haven't been on hiatus. I've been in the game every day.
You have been in the game. You got your battle marks to prove it, and I totally respect that. Like, you know, you're totally awesome. That, you know, some of the rest of us here that's apparently is logging out. That's me. Some of the rest of us, yeah, we're taking high. I can't for the life of me keep going through the scenarios that are driving me crazy. I hate Flappy. I got to the point where I hate Flappy.
No.
I know. Oh, yeah?
I just saw in general chat this guy, Dugan, is returning to the game after a year off, looking for a semi-relaxed cabal to join. So if anybody's looking... message him. Since we were talking about people coming, taking hiatuses, I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I was expecting people to come back for the Tokyo thing. Like, around this time, I was expecting loads of people to come back.
Well, and when it drops, they will. But that's, you know, every week that they delay, and I'm not saying, you know, they should put out a crappy product or anything like that, but every day, every week that they delay, there are fewer and fewer people playing right now. If they, you know, when they drop Tokyo, I'm sure there's a large group of people that will return.
Yeah, like your dogs. They return every time.
Yeah, sorry about that. They come back.
The secret world.
Oh, hey, look at that, Myth, do again, is a dragon, looking for you.
Woo!
There you go, we just made a new friend. And you can tell, yeah, you can keep the conversation going with him. I gotta get back to the show here. Hi, this is Xander, back to the show. No, you're totally right, you know, keep going on and on and on. It's been said before, and we talked about it, that, you know, I can't remember if it was Ragnar or if it was Joel that said in one of the game director's letters that they realize people play other games and it's okay, go play those games and come back. And then we've talked about that before. Isn't that kind of like shooting yourself in the foot? Hi, you know, we're going to take our time, which is, you know, that's fine. We're going to take our time, and we're going to take even more time that we need to get the product done, which is fine. But instead of playing our game, you can go play someone else's game, and then, you know, you'll come back eventually. Well, obviously, we come back every week. But you'll come back eventually, you know, to spend some more money here, stuff like this, because obviously money is what, you know, money and participation into the game is what keeps the game alive. Keep the numbers up. Keeps everything going, so we have these awesome stories, this awesome universe to play in. That bothered me then, and it's really bothering me now that we're still having more delays, and I really hope this game director's letter is not just a couple paragraphs of, hi, this is what's happening in Tokyo, this is what you're going to get to do in Tokyo. At this point, I don't care what we're going to do in Tokyo. I kind of feel like, okay, hi, I would like to know what's going on. You know, I want a whole game director's letter on what's going on. What's going on with this patch? Are we going to have it soon? Give me a date. Oh, I would like a date, please.
But didn't they give a date? Like May, and now it's not May.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, there's that. May. Well, and then before it was the music, it was the month before April, and then it was the beginning of summer and or spring, and then yeah. So yeah, maybe the whole date thing wouldn't work. I forgot about that.
Does this mean we can go back to Tilty and call him a liar?
No.
No.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
The last show he was on, he did kind of set some dates in our heads.
Yeah, and that was to be determined. Or what is that thing that they always put at the end of
TM.
Subject to change? TM. Yes. So it's no one's fault. You know, they're gonna get. Wait a minute here. Oh, I forgot to put the screen on.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, to put a positive spin on it, the further they push it back, the better it's going to be, really, in the end.
Yeah.
It just means they have more time to work on it.
And if it's not... Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if it's not, then you can start moaning.
Okay, well, what was your guys' worst DLC? What was your guys' worst thing? What would be the... Really, you took this much time to do to give me this?
In TSW?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember being that disappointed about anything.
No, I can't. I think I think maybe the closest it comes, for me at least, was the cat god, although I wasn't really that upset about it, to be honest. It was just like, really? Oh, okay. Still good, but alright.
Means Blue Mountain.
I got.
Means Blue Mountain. I'm sorry I hate that freaking place.
But that was in a DLC.
I know. I couldn't think of any DLC that I didn't like. Okay, well, maybe I guess in the terms of DLC, you could put in, like, you know, the Venetian Agenda. You know, I'm to the point where I'm really sick and tired of scenarios. Honestly, I really am. You know, and Tita would ask me, hey, hon, you want to come and play scenarios? I'm like, no. If I go in scenarios and do the scenarios, will you come and do a mission on Star Trek Online with me? She'll say no, and then, well, I guess we're at that on that end, right?
I think it's more accurate with this game to say that people aren't upset with the content they get. They're upset with the lack of content.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's hitting it on the head.
It's like, I wouldn't mind if they, like, had some stuff in between. Like, the side stories that came out a couple of weeks ago. If that hadn't came out, I probably would be super bored out of my mind right now.
Yeah.
Well, there's my DLC. There's my DLC. I really don't like investigation missions. I really don't.
I don't get on with them.
Uh-huh. I figured two of them out. Two of those investigation missions, I figured two of them out. The other two? Yeah, there's four, right? Yeah, the other two I haven't even tried yet.
I've done anime play like four times.
I've done... No, I'm even a liar. I've only done one and a half. I've done the one with the Frankenstein references. Which one was that one?
Anime Clay.
I've done that one. Me and Antita ganged up on that and beat it. Okay, I did love the fact that, you know, it gave us a real-world telephone number, and we actually called it just for shits and giggles, and that was actually a really cool touch. I loved that. That was cool. The rest of it was pretty hard. We were Google searching all like crazy, trying to figure out some of these terms. And then the other one was The Game, I think, or what was it called? The one with
the
bunch of games.
Yeah, that one gave me a headache.
Yeah, we kept dying. What we would do, since, you know, Antita and our desks are right next to each other, right? We would pick, okay, you know, left, right, whatever we think the answer would be. She would do it. And if she did it, if she survived, I would go do the same thing. So we'd always go one step up together, and the next time, I would do it. And then if one of us died, we just wait until we get all the way, and we wrote down all the answers. But we did two, level one and level two on that, and then that's when we stopped. I don't know if she's finished, or if she went on continued, but I stopped
there. You did the fighting fantasy, like, novels thing that everyone used to do. If you want to do this, turn to page X. If you want to do this, turn to page Y. And you turn to page X, you go, no, I don't like that. Okay, let's go back.
I used to love those books.
Choose your own adventure. Yeah.
Choose your own adventure, that's the one.
That's exactly.
They had a big thing on that, and it was either Mental Floss or Nidorama a few months ago.
Nice.
Because it was the anniversary. It was like, I can't remember anyway.
But I remember the books. They were awesome.
Yeah, the them in the chat room called that out there. Choose your own adventure, yeah. Sweet. But yeah, that's as far as I got in those. Have you actually gone and finished it, Geek? Because I know you're the other one that doesn't like investigations all that much.
Yeah, no, I've yet to do one last one. Which I think was Analysis. I think that was the one it was called. I can't remember what it's called now.
I don't think there's one called
No, The Abandoned, sorry. I know it began with an A. I can't remember what it's called. The Abandoned.
Yeah,
I'll be able to do that one.
That's the one I've done the most, because you have to do it three times to get to give people lore. I think so I've only done the other ones once.
Oh, yeah?
Well, so yeah, because once you figure it out, you're like, I know all the answers.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I suppose.
But then again, you know, even on that, the one about the game, even if it gave really good XP, which I don't know because I didn't finish it, but even if it gave it really good XP, that would not be the game. That you'd have to be crazy to grind that one for XP, because you'd have to have all the answers written down, and then it would just take you forever to write all those questions, all those answers back into the thing. So that's like pretty much a one-time do.
I did do that twice. I did do that one twice because I didn't get the achievement the first time around.
Oh, there's an achievement tied to it?
Yeah, there's an achievement called Stranger Than Fiction.
Ah.
That's the one you get the Inspector's Gadget from, isn't it?
Yeah, and you get the... No, it's not the one you get
the
Inspector's
Gadget
from.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. That's Sherlock, isn't it? That's the one I'm thinking of.
So is anyone missing any? Has everyone else completed all the investigation missions from that side stories pack?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I keep meaning to go and get a new text adventure from the forums, but I keep forgetting.
Has anyone else played any of those?
I was gonna say, has anyone tried those? That was quite an interesting idea.
No, I still haven't tried them. I haven't actually taken a look at the ones on the forums. But I remember taking a peek into that thread like early on, and it sounded like there's some really interesting ones coming out. I haven't seen if they're finished yet.
Cool. I don't know. I really didn't like... Yeah, I played this back... Oh my gosh. Back when we had floppy. When we had the 10-inch floppy. I played these games on the computers when the Commodore 64 first came out. I think it was. We had those the 10-inch floppy disk hard drives. You had to use like three of them to like boot the computer up.
5.5-inch floppies?
No, those came later. I'm talking about the original.
Because 10-inch floppies are gigantic.
They are. They're like freaking huge.
Oh, I used to use those.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I got my very first, it wasn't the floppy, but it was the next one after the 5-inch floppy. It was like the 3-inch, but it was like, it was that harder case floppy disk. And then it had that little silver thing that slid back and forth. I remember walking around thinking I was right cool. You know, I had that in my pocket. And I was like, right, cool. And at the time, they're like $10 a piece or something like that. Oh, I was so happy when
small my things, right? My first computer ran Windows, what was it, 3.5? The one that was before Windows 95.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember the operating system that I used to... Oh, we used to play that... We used to play text games. Oh, there's one, it's called Wolf something or something Wolf. Does anyone remember?
Wait, you used to play text games and now you don't like?
Well, when I was a kid, it was cool. What is it, White Wolf or?
Where's your nostalgia?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I had when I was playing that investigation. I was like,
hey, I lost my nostalgia after I beat the first level. And then I was going through, because we sat in the tent where it was safe, and we did the whole mission. We did not realize that you could actually walk around walk around the map and do the mission and play the game at the same time and be in the same spots.
Yeah, after the first one, me and Dash caught on to that pretty quick.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, pretty cool. But that's as far as my nostalgia went. Crap, I forgot where we were.
Somewhere in Agartha.
Somewhere in Agartha, yeah. Now I want to know what the name of that text game was. White Wolf, was it? Or I think it was Wolf. Oh, anyway.
I may be... were we already talking about Sword of Fargal? I kind of, like... tuned out a little bit when we started talking about it.
No? Well, go ahead. Talk about it.
No, Kentucky Windage, Frank Calhoun on the live stream said Sword of Fargal. I have no idea if that's the White Wolf thing that you're talking about or what.
It's a
Commodore 64. And he's about to beat us with his cane because we're young whippersnappers.
You young whippersnappers, you! Well, thing is, if he remembers Sword of Fargal, he's not that old. So the thing is, we all played those old Commodore 64. So, that also reminds me of freaking TurboGrafx. You ever play those TurboGrafx back in the day?
Yeah, TurboGrafx 16 and those. Yeah,
TurboGrafx. Oh, I loved it when it came out with Voltron. It was like a game like Voltron on TurboGrafx. That was the only game I ever played on TurboGrafx. Now that's nostalgia. We could need to make a podcast, a talk show on nostalgia video games like that sometime.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe sometime maybe sometime we'll slot a show just for, going back the old games, because I really like those. I really like some of the old games. There's some games out there that I want to play, even though I played them when I was a kid, and like my little player is a block and the dragon I need to kill looks like a seahorse. Yeah. I actually see that on Twitter. I've been following a lot of the the retro gaming stuff on Twitter. And there's like this big humongous group getting together for retro games, and we were just talking about that, like Yar's Revenge and Adventure. That was the name of the game that I used to play. Yeah, and I've talked about that game like several times on the show.
Yeah. That's what, remember last week we were talking about my buddy Scary Booster, and that's what his Passcast was about, or is supposed to be about, is the, all the old gaming stuff that we used to play, how we got started, and what have you.
Hey guys, the people who made the Batman musical, their Team Starkid, are making an Oregon Trail parody musical soon.
An Oregon what?
Oregon Trail.
What's that?
Oregon Trail.
What's like, Oregon Trail?
It's an educational video game that like half of the United States used to play at school. And,
really?
Most of the time you died to dysentery.
Yeah.
Dysentery, FC Calhoun.
Yeah, it was like 90% of the end states where you died of dysentery.
What does dysentery mean?
I believe it's a parasitic disease that basically causes you to
void your bowels.
Yeah, void your bowels.
I believe it's
violently.
From drinking unclean water.
Yeah, yeah. It's unclean water. It's a parasite that you get from unclean water, and it was fairly common in the 1800s and stuff. And although not necessarily epidemic level, but it obviously would cause death from dehydration and stuff, water loss.
No.
But anyway, so yeah, it was called Oregon Trail because it was actually, there was a lot of historical stuff that had to do with, pioneers and riding along the Oregon Trail.
Go hunting, spin in circles, spamming the fire button.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Was there something like that in Canada? You know, the British Columbia Trail or something?
No. We have the Great Canadian. Yeah. We have the Great Canadian Trail that I think they've completed or they're still working on. It connects all of Canada, all the provinces and territories of Canada in this one trail, and you could like walk it. I wouldn't suggest it though.
Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of Alberta was heavily populated by Mormons coming out of Salt Lake back in the 1800s.
Calgary and for Funcom.
Yeah.
I cannot sit and eat here. That is not fair.
You can't what? Sit and eat where?
There, in this where I'm standing in Agartha. There is an emote in the game for /sit_eat, and it says I cannot do it.
Yeah, I haven't found a place where you can do it.
I think you have to be, sitting at one of the bars or something.
I'm going to go try it.
Everybody go try now. Head to the
Death said head to she's the horn done it. Thing.
Where?
She just said, on the ground.
What did she eat? Or did she have to spin around in a circle spamming a fire button?
Yes, that was the first thing she had to do.
Screw you guys, that was funny. hysteria.
Well, at least you made someone laugh, Sandra.
Hey, when in doubt, make yourself laugh, right? Well, that kind of reminds me of that Ren and Stimpy song on their Christmas album, Decorate Yourself. There you go, kiddies. Go Google that. So we all died of Dysteria, and now we're spinning around in circles looking for Fargal's sword. Actually, that would make a good title on a show someday. we're still waiting for Tokyo, and yeah, that's about as far as we can go with that. So the next thing that we have on the show doc, yes, we have a show doc. I am not lying to you people. We actually have this info. And guess what? You know, just to prove it, Faye, leave this in. Okay, well, not the part of me saying Faye, leave this in. Or you could probably leave that too. That's kind of funny, maybe. Just to prove it, if you come here Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on Hollow Suite Access, okay, if you come here, you get to watch the live stream, and you get to watch us live, do the show, and you can interact with us just like a lot of people in the chat room are talking about, you know, all the different stuff that we keep referring back to in the chat room. Now, you can talk to us via the chat room there, and, you know, because the chat room is our loyal fans, you know, we are just going to, or maybe just had nothing to do tonight and just decided to drop by. Yeah, that's more likely, right? I'm going to show them our show doc. To prove its existence. See, look, Beyond the Veil, episode 92, because someone changed it because it did say 91. I swear to you. And here's our nice show doc. See, all the names, all our names of people attending, the guests. Oh, well, we have guests. All that stuff gets filled out. See, nice, neat, organized. We have really beautiful show docs. And so we just did this one right here. You see Tokyo delayed. Yeah. And Anonymous Leopard is on it right now. Wouldn't that be really funny if you start typing stuff? Anyway, Anonymous Leopard. Maybe I just gave it a gazelle an idea. So now we're going to start talking about voting for the item of the month of July. Yes. So I'm going to bring up the actual page. So here is the thingy. Now, Sesmer has came back and told and said that they're opening up for July. You know, we can go to the forums, we can vote for what we want. Now, there's two parts to this, okay? For right now, they're getting suggestions. They're getting suggestions on what they want to put in. People that's on the forums. What do you want to put in? Now, we do have restrictions, though, okay? So, you cannot have uniforms or full outfits, which, you know, that really gets me right there. I would have said ballistic veil, you know, but that didn't work. No pant items. Which is, you know, okay, well, what if it's just a reskin? You know, that'd be kind of cool. But we can't have pant items. No weapon skins. No profound, insensitive, hateful, or obscure suggestions.
Profane. So,
that's profane and obscene.
What did I say?
You said profound and obscure.
Oh, sorry. okay, see? Read harder! You know? This is why I don't like text games, right? Anyway, you can't have any of those, so that's why they took the evil eye, the eyes out. What was the name of that suit again?
Sight for Sore Eyes?
See, that's why they took Sight for Sore Eyes out, right? Because they didn't even follow their own, you know, little rules. Yeah, anyway, dun-dun-dun. Must be an accessory slot item. However, hats, bracelets, shoes, and some jackets are allowed. Ooh, they said jackets. That's kind of cool. But it's going to have the real kick-ass jacket for me to want to take off my Illuminati jacket. Because if I'm not wearing my Illuminati jacket, I'm wearing my Anarchy jacket. And if I'm not wearing my Anarchy jacket, I'm, you know, not wearing anything. Would you guys like a new jacket?
Brown sugar, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Did I say brown sugar or brown? Never mind.
Brown chicken.
Brown
chicken, brown cow.
I know we did a whole episode about that.
I know.
Right? So, where we? Some jackets may be allowed. T-shirts are welcomed with suggested graphic. Other, our developers reserve the right to create the graphic based on images you provide. So, there's that.
So it won't be a one-to-one necessarily. They may be like, hey, that's a pretty good idea, but let's remove some of this and add some of that. Which is still cool.
I think there's like a 10% law. Like, if someone makes this really, really cool piece of art, that you can take that art and then shift things. If you could alter it 10%, I think it then becomes original and you're protected. It's not considered theft.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how, and it probably varies by country.
Yeah, probably.
I think if I remember what one of my friends was telling me once, if a piece of work is more than 7 points, if it has more than 7 points difference between the source material and that piece of work, it's not considered a copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how would you gauge that 7 points? How would you gauge that?
They have people for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what lawyers are for.
Oh. Okay. Okay, based
on...
Based on what the players' wishes, post them up on the forums. And when you post them, if you have an idea in mind, you maybe can upload it to some kind of, picture website, show the picture, or you can link it through Google. Funcom will choose 10 items and can be it can be made in a reasonable time period, and will let the players vote on the 10 suggested items. The voting will take place June 3rd and will go till June 9th. Wait a minute. From there, I was confused. Voting for the item of the month, July. Yeah. So right now, you have until Tuesday of next. See, Tuesday is when they do their updates, right? So the second. Yeah. Huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't Tuesday the 3rd?
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So June 3rd is, and then June 9th is Tuesday again.
And June 2nd is the... Wait, I'm confused here. Hold on.
June 2nd is... Wait a minute.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it's the Monday.
Right, but it says you can vote on the forum link, and there's a link, so we may want to put that out in the... Anyway, so the forum, it says then underneath, voting is open until June 2nd. And then at the bottom, there's O as the top 10 suggestions. So that's what it is.
Wait a minute here. We're confused.
Yeah,
what are we confused on?
Let's get that right before we... Well, if you look on the show notes,
voting
the top
is...
just...
Okay.
Oh, no, the show notes are wrong.
Show notes are wrong, so that's why I was like, let's go to the forum.
Okay. Let's look at the forum here. Will be closed June 2nd.
Yeah, sticky post from June the 3rd at 2 o'clock GMT, 10 a.m. EDT, 7 a.m. PDT, and will be open until June the 9th, same times, which is the Monday.
Okay, slow that down and say it again.
Sorry. Sticky post from June the 3rd at 2 p.m. GMT, 10 a.m. EDT, and 7 a.m. PDT. And will be open until June the 9th, the same times. June the 3rd is the Tuesday, and June the 9th is the Monday, following Monday.
Right, so yes. The suggestions are, the deadline for suggestions is Tuesday at 1400 GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern.
It's Monday.
This coming Monday, that's correct.
Yes, June 2nd.
And then they
2nd.
Will take, correct, and they'll take 24 hours to gather up the top 10 suggestions that they will be that they feel they can reasonably
complete
design.
Within the time, yeah.
Yeah. And then those 10 that they can, that will be the top 10 suggestions and that they can reasonably make before July will be, that's when, what we'll be voting on from Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern until the following the following Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Correct.
But they're only picking one item. Well, the top item.
The one
wins.
That gets the highest. Yeah, the one that gets the highest vote after the voting is closed on the 9th.
See, now you see. Now I'm confused. What happened here? Our show notes were wrong about what? Because we just said everything that was on the show notes, and it's the same as what we said.
Right? Yeah, it was just wrong about the date the voting
starts. Well, yeah, it's the show notes. If you look at them, I don't know why we're discussing this on the air, but the show notes say voting. Yeah, voting is open until June 2nd. No, what is open is the suggestion period.
Yeah. Okay, I get you. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're cool.
You're cool.
You're cool. Your mom is cool.
Ooh. She is.
What you say about my mama?
She's a nice lady.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the suggestions that... Have you guys been reading this forum post?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some that I thought was actually kind of cool. Half masks. You know, like a mask that will cover half your face.
So kind of like the Opera?
Yeah, I know. Oh. Huh?
The hell?
What?
Do you got a lawnmower going?
No. Scooter is shredding stuff.
It's the attack of the shredder. Only on Beyond the Veil can we have Shredder attack us during the show. Can I be Leonardo?
Yes.
I thought that was funny. I'm sorry. Ooh, I want to play that game again. You ever play that Nintendo, original Nintendo Turtles game?
Oh,
no.
I never made it past
the one with the water level.
Yeah. I was saying, you never made it past the seaweed, did you? Like everyone else that played that game.
I know. I hated that. That water level, I died all the time.
Everyone did, dude. Everyone died at that point in the game.
Uh-huh. Apparently, you get the ride. You get the ride, the turtle wagon, and you get to fly the turtle glider, apparently. I don't know. I've never gotten past the freaking...
Scooter
I need
says,
a game shark.
Scooter said that in her defense, neither of our identities have ever been stolen.
That's true.
Fair enough.
And you tell Scooter she never has to defend herself with us.
Okay.
Because she's cool.
Thanks.
This awkward moment was brought to you by Shredder in theaters Friday. So, details at 11. So what were some of the items that you've guys seen so far that you like? Let's talk about some of the items that are going up right now. Balaclava. People have been asking for balaclava again.
Doesn't seem a very July-oriented.
It's a waste of a opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming that when they talk, this is the... Oh, yeah, so it's the item of the month, so whoever subscribed and stuff, it's the free gift.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we got the headset. The
right.
Yeah.
Just trying to find the ones that I liked. There was a few here. Yeah.
Now, there was... Now, this is me hating Tokyo. I'll be honest. I'll be straight up with you. This is my opinion. This is me hating Tokyo. I've seen a lot of really good suggestions about, like, the little sandals, little Japan sandals, and the little hats, and a couple other different, Japan, Tokyo-style clothing, and I immediately just push it away. Like, no, I don't want it. I ain't gonna vote for it. No offense. It's a really good idea. If I haven't had been beat over the head of Tokyo for the past year, I probably said, hey, that's cool. But move on. Let's go forward.
Dash wants Japanese street fashion.
See? Told you.
Yeah, is that like all the lolicon and stuff that she's wanting?
It's a lot of stuff.
There's been a big following. I think cat ears are going to make it.
Yeah, probably.
However, there was a really cool set of cat ears that are electric. They're white, go on your head, they have a headband, and there's speakers in the ears itself that actually point, that rest on your head, apparently, for some reason, and it has a microphone. So you can talk and stuff like that. It's really kind of creepy, but I think that's the one that's going to make it.
I do like the idea of a smoking cigarette with animations or wearable as part of your outfit.
That would be nice.
You see, it is not very. This is. I'm gonna earn our explicit tag right now. Fuck yeah! Fucking A, man! Fuck yeah! I quit smoking. I haven't had a cigarette in 3 fucking months. I would love to have one in game that actually stayed in your mouth long enough.
That would be cool.
Oh yeah, because we can buy those ones, but they smolders. Go. You take like one drag.
Yeah,
they're so disappointing, and they're like freaking. They're like $100 a pack, and you get how many? 5 in a pack. It's like, seriously, doesn't anyone smoke at Funcom? You know they're like freaking $15 a pack, and you get 20 of them. Come on, update that. Update it.
There's a lot of people talking about a mini Flappy pet yet again.
I don't think they'll go for a pet.
No, I don't think so. Although, you know, they might do. I mean, it depends on what they come up with. Because if some people have suggested, like a filth wolf, like a dog version of the Nurmagal.
That one that's in the basement in Kingsmith that you open up that vault door, and then it scares the fuck out of you. Yeah, I said fuck again. Yeah.
Yeah, the Guardians.
Yeah, that wolf. That's the same one that is in
Tyler Freeborn.
Tyler Freeborn. It's also the same one that's in that Nightmare mission that I don't like very much. The war one.
Darkness War, yeah.
Darkness War, yeah. There's a 3 of them, and if you have to kill those 3, and it gives you, I think, a lore. That drops a lore, doesn't it?
I think the lore is behind them, but they just drop blue gear.
Okay, yeah. I love those wolves. I'd love to have one of those. Honestly, that'd be really epic. I would say, like, this, and here's a picture. Actually, now I'm torn. Do I want a cigarette, or do I want a filth-infected wolf? Now, there's some filth jewelry and clothing have crept up again. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the maybe the RPers or the darker players that are more towards the filth really want to wear filth. And by the IP itself, wearing filth will kill you.
Yeah.
So,
although I have to say that when you go to the barbershop, you can get that face thing where it's all veiny and stuff,
yeah,
like
vampire.
I have now. And that kind of implies filth infection.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And if you look at the New York Raid gear that you get, I do believe the pants are covered in filth. So
and
technically,
the
you're
filth
wearing
glamour.
It. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Like the stuff that we got for Halloween, where you got the trail of filth.
Yeah, where you were standing, and it was like you were in a puddle or dripping it.
I'll put one on right now.
I had the one where I was bleeding all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever made the bleeding one, yeah, I should have rethought that. Okay, I get you.
The
little tentacle comes up. This random tentacle comes up between Glotrick's legs. Creepy. What would you like to see, Glotrix?
I'm not really sure. It's kind of restrictive. Like, you know, you can't have any.
I thought that
trousers
too.
Or anything. You know, maybe some
well,
more necklaces.
Well, I mean, it is like
something that goes around the
jewelry.
Neck. Yeah, jewelry would be good. Because I've got this cross thing that I like wearing. And I've got, like, the razor blade thing and the Tyler Freeborn necklace. I think more neck jewelry, maybe.
What about, like, a cape of some description?
I could do with some new gloves.
They've said that in the forums, a cape. And someone actually went and sent a link to The Incredibles. No capes.
No capes.
And it gives you a whole rundown of why you shouldn't have a cape if you're a superhero. I laugh my ass off. I haven't seen The Incredibles in years. That was really funny.
I'm just thinking.
There's a logistical issue. I mean, they're talking about something that they can produce. Something that they can design and produce basically in a month. And if they haven't had capes in yet, they're not going to.
Well, there's a difference between a cape and a cloak. A cape is usually like a half body thing. A cloak goes all the way down to your feet.
Well,
no,
see, when I think of a cape,
too.
I'm thinking of something that'll go down at least past your knees.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm not
all the way
thinking
to the floor.
Of that, those half cape things.
You know, like
Batman
Superman's
wears a
cape.
Cloak. Batman wears a cloak. Superman wears a cape. Superman's cape just covers his back. Now, Batman, his cape can totally engulf him, where you can't see his body. All you see is the cape, the cloak. I think that would be the key difference between the two.
Either way, you're talking about, basically, you know, a new design, a physics design.
Yeah.
For a piece of clothing that they haven't done. That's probably why they're probably sticking to hats and bracelets and stuff. Because they're easy to quickly formulate.
How about some new makeup or hair options?
There you go. Right on the button. They didn't say nothing about hair. I would like to see Frozen. The hair from Frozen. From that chick. Elsa. Oh, yeah.
That's too long.
So the problem with that is that it's, you know, is this going to be... in the past, the item of the month has always been something that you could, you know, quickly change, like clothing
or a pet. They could make it like a head accessory, like they did with the glowing eyes.
Well, this is true. You're right.
There you go. Oh, that would actually be really hella cool. Change your hair every week, you know, different hat.
And obviously they have, yeah, I mean, there are certain hats that allow... And, you know, the way they interact with hairstyles, sometimes they, you know, the hat makes it look like you're either bald or got, you know, your hair tucked up into your hat.
Dash said there's a handkerchief you can buy from the store that makes you look like you have dreads from the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really good that they're giving the community a chance to pick the next prize, especially bringing in something that's not already in our universe in the game, but something that's, you know, taken from our live universe to bring it into the game. That's really cool. I love the fact that they're being creative. But I think Galactrix's right. It does feel restrictive. You know, we're not talking about let's make a car or, you know.
I think that if it's their restrictions are based on the restrictions that they have to what they can do in the amount of time that they have.
Exactly. They can take you know, any old shirt and put a, or, you know, like t-shirt and add a logo to it. So that's not hard to do in the 3 weeks after, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As I say, don't forget also, it's just an item of the month. It's not like a massive addition to the store.
And it's not something that's going to make the money.
Exactly.
Now,
that would be a contest that I would like to see. Another contest, like get your art into the game, but something new, something different. You know, maybe a new creature, you know, for an upcoming DLC issue. You know, design a monster, a one-off boss for a dungeon. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
More clothing. I would really like to see more weapon skins. I love my gun, but I haven't used it for a while because I'm using this crazy deck that's actually really kind of cool.
Well, that'd be an interesting composition for a get your art in the game thing, designing a weapon skin.
Yeah.
I would like to finally see those Third Age weapon skins that have been hiding in the game files since launch.
What Third Age ones?
There's hidden Third Age weapon skins that are like in the files for the skins for the game, but they're not like anywhere yet. We haven't seen them in game. Yeah, there is that website that had the 3D models of all the skins.
Oh, the one I sent you?
Yeah, I didn't know. They had them on there. We talked about it to, like, Joel or somebody who was on the show before, and they basically were like, you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, look at that. FC Calhoun came through for me, and I have a link right now. So I'm going to put the link, I'm going to put it right here on the viewers.
Thanks,
so everyone
Frank.
Will see.
Yeah, so, I'll put it in the team speak
as well. I've seen this.
So what am I looking at? Am I looking under fist, blade, what?
Any of them, well, probably blades or like shotguns or something. Probably
okay.
The easiest ones.
There's
and
the
what are we looking
launcher,
at?
I think.
Yeah, there is.
Look for the one that says Third Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be right at the top.
Oh, I
okay,
see.
Okay, I'm looking at the fists. Oh, wow. And these aren't in the game at all. Yeah, honestly,
nope.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they've been sitting in the game files since launch, man.
Huh.
See, and I was wondering if these were the person who created the site, if they were, what's the word I'm looking for? If they'd stuck some of their own designs in with the other ones, and, you know, because I've seen people do that, like with Star Trek ships and stuff like that.
This is all data mined.
Yeah, this is cool.
And the whoever it was, either Joel or it might have been Scriv. When I asked them about it, they acknowledged that they knew about them and what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, some of these swords are actually really cool.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. I so want the fourth one. That reminds me of Cloud's sword from Final Fantasy.
The Buster Sword, yeah.
Yeah. How's that for nostalgia, huh?
You have to pay a royalty now.
Why?
It was a joke.
Okay, I don't like the hammers. I really don't like hammers that look like clubs, honestly. If I wanted a club, I'd buy a club. I want a hammer. It's hammer time.
We don't have the clubs. That's why we have to get the club skin for the hammer.
Zonda up in the club.
Up in the... what?
Zonda up in the club. Getting tipsy, yeah.
It's kind of weird that they all have, or a bunch of them have chains on them. like bike chains.
Well, it's supposed to be steampunky, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, this whole
I guess.
There's a steampunk Klingon phaser here. That's, what was it, third age pistol 2? Yeah. Someone's, like Star Trek, third age rifle.
These are all in the game, so, like, you'd think, where would they, how would they release these? Would there be, like, an Agatha dungeon you can get them from? Or, that's what I was thinking, the Whispering Tide or something would be.
Yeah,
because
all the stuff in the Whispering Tide was third age.
What's the third age as far as this game's concerned? I forget what age of that, or what era. What
that's
era
the previous age. Like, this is the fourth age.
That's
we're
previous
be in right
to the
now
game, isn't it?
Like, yeah, the Custodians are third age.
That's right.
I think, like, even the Egyptian stuff that you see could be third age. Like, back in the... Like, Kikuvia mentions, like, holographic images, and you go do that mission in Egypt, and then the sarcophagus has a hologram popping out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't notice any hologram. Really?
Yeah, which one was that again?
Yeah.
It's, I think it might be the one with the Hall of Records one, where you go in and then you open the final room in that dark underground, like, pyramid
oh,
place.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then a hologram pops out at the end of the sarcophagus at the end.
I do remember that.
But then, by definition, the third age weaponry wouldn't be as good as our fourth age weaponry, so...
No, actually, there are frequent references to the game... or in the game, that what was going on in the third age or the technology they had was actually more advanced than what we have now.
That's
that,
right.
That
I mean,
we're in,
look
in
at
a
the
sense, we're in a dark age.
Yeah, the Custodians.
Yeah.
Huh.
Atlantis is probably third age.
Oh, I want to see Atlantis.
Ooh,
well, this would
be
cool
nice
if there was like an Atlantis and these were weapons were there. That
yeah,
makes
well,
sense.
Yeah.
I think Myth just, like, had
Myth
an accident.
Did he just miss his pants?
I think he missed his pants, yeah.
Myth,
I hate you all.
He doesn't mean that, folks. He loves us.
No, I love all of you. Except Dick. That's a jerk.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know, that makes two of you, so...
Yeah, you just made Myth. I say
did,
I
myth off Myth?
Yeah, you mythed them off, man. He totally
I'll say
got
Dash. Dash hates me already, so you know.
We love you. Shut up.
He was to hug you and squeeze you and call you George.
I will hug him and squeeze him and call him George.
Now, one sword that I would like to see is that sword that's at the end of in the Blue Mountains. That Sherry. What's her
oh,
name? Sherry.
Cassandra's coming back.
Yeah, Cassandra, she's the one that went and stole that sword from Buddy there.
Yeah, Excalibur.
Damn it, I want to know what who she is.
You won't be getting Excalibur as a personal sword. You might get a replica.
Is that, was that,
you
is
might
that
get
the
to
sword's
use it
name?
For a minute.
Yes,
yeah.
It's mm-hmm. supposed to be Arthur's Excalibur.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, yeah.
It's been so long since I've gone through that storyline, I forgot, yeah.
No, yeah, it's supposed to be Excalibur.
Apparently,
although,
she, like, ran away to Ireland after Blue Mountain.
Although, Excalibur does have a sister sword.
Ooh.
The singing sword.
You know what? If when they bring her
thank
back, I really hope that Galahad from London becomes
be epic.
An interactive character.
That would be cool.
Galahad, huh?
Oh, you know what might be cool? As if in the Secret World's kind of mythos, they kind of merge together the ideas of Atlantis and Avalon.
That would be interesting.
Because then you
the
could bring in characters like Galahad and the Lady of the Lake and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lady of the Lake was an Atlantean.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
I think I just literally just that's just popped into my brain. I was like, oh, that'd be cool.
You're
and now I've gone boss-eyed.
We need to start adding a Holosuite holds the copyright to everything said on the show, so that when they doing these things, we can get paid.
Sorry, yeah, take your money.
Except that
I don't want
instead they're like, that was a great idea, but now it's going in the rubbish bin.
Yeah. They could be like the Illuminati. Great idea. We're going to buy it. Here's 10,000 bison bucks. Thank you. Garbage. Shred it. Make sure it never sees the light of day again. Speaking of the bank, someone just dropped their bank right next to us. Look at that. That's kind of funny. Kind of ironic at the same time. How often does that happen? You know, someone drop a bank next to you while you're talking about money. Yeah. In the middle of Argatha with Galatric standing on his head.
In filth.
Mm-hmm. A myth is just mythed, and me and Gig are just rocking it out game style. With some random naked lady in the back.
Naked ladies are awesome. Did I say that out loud?
Am I glitching for anyone else?
You are through the floor.
Yep.
Okay, see on my screen, I was constantly laying down and getting back up.
You are
you are currently laying on the floor.
Yes, you are now getting filth. The myth is getting filth. Oh my god, try to say that 10 times fast. I can't even say it the once.
I've been devoured. Oh no.
And the creepy
thing is...
There we go,
now I have a story explanation for why my character's face is all veiny.
And the creepy thing is, Galactrix's tentacle that's popping up through the ground between his legs is coming out of your head now. Oh, this is really making some of bad porn. Ooh, speaking of bad porn, there's the police officer in the background.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. I like that. So, was there anything else that you guys... Let's get back on topic here. Is there anything else that you guys would like to see, you know, roll up, you know, for, you know, the free item of the month in July?
Well, I just posted on the forum, I'd like to see a t-shirt with the word "Soon TM" written on the front.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
I'm voting for that.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, Twitter campaign. Before the show we were talking and Gig said that he was thinking about like a portable grill or something that you can just put down teddy bears.
Yeah, a stationary portable barbecue pet.
What? A stationary...
The teddy bears, you put them down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the little hibachi grills or something.
Oh,
yeah, just
okay,
like a barbecue pit thing that you can just plop down.
And if you walk up to it, you have this random animation that you're starting flipping burgers or something.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be actually kind of cool. I like that. I'm down with it. You should put that in the forums. Do it. Do it now.
Just about to, in fact. Do it now.
Do it now.
Dash said that it would be cool if at some of the, like, you know how there's those fire pits dotted around the game. If you used one of the seats, if you started roasting marshmallows when you sat down.
Yeah. So it seems to me like you guys are more into the summer theme, that you guys are more geared for summer than you are Tokyo.
Well, it's July.
Mm-hmm. It's about time.
That's what
you know?
I think of.
Yeah, it's about time. Summer is finally... It's just around the corner. Yeah, it's finally here. About a month away. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know. We've been having a crazy, crazy, crazy springtime over here. Most of the time, it's like... It was like below zero. For like the longest while. Now we're starting to get the normal weather. The normal
springtime.
We've
been getting a lot of thunderstorms.
Yeah. Well, I think we're at the end of the dock. Yes, we are at the end of the dock. Is there anything else anyone would like to bring up on the show before we get going?
Go play Tropical 5.
I don't think so.
Go play Tropical 5. I don't think so. Do not go play Tropical 5. Go play Mass Effect. Ow, I just punched myself in the face. Ow. I, like, literally raised my hand. Do this! Oh, and I just punched myself. Yes. Whatever you are doing to get yourself through these... through the waiting period, you know, keep doing it. And then, hopefully, very soon, we're going to have a nice letter that will explain what's going on, and hopefully it'll tell us when Tokyo is coming. I'm hoping it's... Well, I know it's not going to be next week, but I'm hoping, against all hope, that it'll be next week, and then we'll have lots of juicy stuff to talk about.
I'm hoping it'll at least be next month.
Yeah, I don't want to go another year, honestly. To be absolutely honest, I would really like, bang, Tokyo out, let's say next week, you know, hope about hope. Tokyo drops next week, bang, next month. Tokyo, the next issue hits, bang, the next one hits. I really don't want to, I personally, 2 months max, please, between these issues, because... This whole thing relies on this next issue coming, issue 9. 10, you already got the art assets and stuff like that you guys say you were talking about. Bang, 2 months max. 1 month, awesome, right? Bang, 10, bang, 11. I'm tired of Tokyo, and I haven't even got to it yet. I want what's next. That's just me. I want what's beyond Tokyo. So let's go, Aegis system. Anyway, we'll see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Oh, wait. For those of you, normally we don't do this stuff on the shows, but for those of you who can spare any amount of money whatsoever, this isn't for us, a dear friend of ours had a couple medical complications that were fixed, but now leaves him with a lot of medical bills that he needs help with. And he's recovering, and he's a student trying to, you know, go through college, and it's left him, you know, in a really bad place. If you can spare any money whatsoever, please go to holosuitemedia.com. Right there on the front page, it's really hard to miss. There's a widget down in the bottom left-hand, right-hand corner. You can click on the GoFundMe there, or you'll see his article. It'll be very hard to miss. You know, our dear friend Alistair sitting there in the medical bed recovering. Hard to miss it. Please. Please go there. Please share whatever you can. And even if you can't share anything, please just retweet it. Link it out. Put it on Facebook. You know, please do that. So, I bid you all adieu till next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Holosuite Media. XS. Yes. Bye!
Oh, dear.
I totally just randomly got sidetracked there. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Au revoir, mon ami.
In the darkest days, you'll find him crying.
to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.